Well, maybe we can just pray together again before we continue with God's word.
Ake siphinde sithandaze futhi singakaqhubeki nezwi lenkosi.
Lord Jesus, once again we kneel before thee, we plead with thee that you'll have mercy on us.
Siyaphinda Nkosi, siyaguqa phambi kwakho, sicela ukuthi usihawukele.
That you will bless and breathe life into our words.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzosuke uphefumulele bese kuthi amazwi esiwakhulumayo abe nokuphila ezwini lakho.
And Lord, that this won't be an hour of wasted time in our lives.
Bese kuthi leli hora kungabi ihora elibe yincithakalo ezimpilweni zethu.
But on the contrary, Lord, that it will be a time of eternal value, carrying eternal blessing for each one of us.
Kodwa okuphambene naloko kube isikhathi esizokuba inguna phakade futhi sibe nenani eliyinguna phakade kithina.
Amen. Friends, I wanted to speak this morning about a question.
Bahlobo, ngithanda ukukhuluma namhlanje ngalokho okumbuzo.
My question is, can the Lord sanctify us?
Umbuzo wami ke yilo, kungenzeka yini ukuthi uNkulunkulu asingcwelise na?
Can the Lord sanctify you and me?
Kungenzeka yini ukuthi uNkulunkulu angcwelise wena nami na?
Because I tell you, there is an eternal battle raging amongst us as we live.
Ngiyakutshela kunempi ephakathi kwethu njengokuba sisaphila nje.
The forces of hell are drawn up against us.
Iphumile imikhosi yobumnyama yasesihogweni imelene nathi.
Ready to oppose us, to fight us in every level of our lives.
Futhi isizilungiselele ukuba iphambane nathi, ilwe nathi kuzo zonke izinhlangothi namazinga empilo yethu.
Up to the most personal part of our lives.
Ngisho nakulokho kuqondene nomuntu ngqo empilweni yakhe.
There's a battle raging against you in your brain when you are all alone and there's nobody with you.
Kukhona impi elwayo engqondweni yomuntu oyiJuda eshoyo ukuthi wena uwedwa vo, akekho okanye nawe kulempi.
There's a battle to oppose God and his working in your family.
Kukhona umkhankaso nempi ephakiwe eshoyo ukuthi ilwe noNkulunkulu emndenini wakho.
Right up to national level and international level, Satan's forces are ready, they are practiced, they organize to oppose the Church of Christ.
Ayikho indawo lamandla kaSathane ayishiyayo ngisho lapha ezweni lakithi nakumhlaba wonke jikelele into enkulu nje kukumelana noKristu.
And God needs holy, pure and sanctified soldiers of the cross to stand against this evil.
UNkulunkulu udinga abangcwele, abahlanzekileyo, abangcwelisiweyo ukukwazi ukumelana nalamabutho obubi.
God cannot use dirty soldiers.
Akakwazi uNkulunkulu ukusebenzisa amabutho angcolileyo.
Full of demon possession.
Amabutho agcwele nakhwelwe amadimoni.
Jealousy.
Umona.
Anger.
Ulaka.
Lust.
Inkanuko.
It's like trying to bake a cake with dirty hands.
Lokho kungukuzama ukubhaka ikhekhe ngezandla ezingcolileyo.
You can't bake a cake with filthy, dirty hands.
Awukwazi ukubhaka ikhekhe ngezandla ezingcolileyo.
Do you expect God to want to bake his cake, so to say, with dirty hands?
Ulindele ukuthi uNkulunkulu angabhaka yini ikhekhe lakhe ngezandla ezingcolileyo na?
You watch it, friends. Listen to what I tell you this morning.
Lalelisisa uqaphele lokho engikutshela kona ekuseni nje.
If we as Christians cannot stand together,
uma thina njengamaKristu singeke sama ndawonye,
as a pure cleansed army of God,
njengempi ehlanzekileyo emsulwa kaNkulunkulu,
you will see darkness descend upon our country.
Uzobona ubumnyama behlela ezweni lakithi.
Little by little, day by day.
Kancane kancane, usuku nosuku.
You've heard, if you've been listening to Radio Kwezi, how the ANC Women's League is continuing to promote the legalization of prostitution.
Uma ngabe uyayilalela iRadio Kwezi, uzwile ukuthi umhlangano weANC wabesifazane uzama kangakanani ukuthuthukisa nokuqhubekisela phambili ukuthi kube khona ukuthi ngokwasemthethweni ubufebe bubuse.
I've said this before, let me say it again.
Ngakusho lokhu ngaphambili, mangiphinde ngikusho futhi.
If prostitution is legalized in our country,
uma ubufebe sekuzofebwa ngokwasemthethweni ezweni lakithi,
then it will be taught to your children in schools as a possible job occupation possibility.
Lokho kuzohamba kusekufinyelele ezikoleni, zifundiswe izingane zethu ukuthi kungenye yezinto engaba umsebenzi ingane engawuthola.
You've heard about the efforts to legalize the distribution of clean needles and syringes for drug addicts.
Uzwile ngomkhankaso nangemizamo yokuthi kusabalaliswe izinaliti ezihlanzekileyo nezinye izinto zezidakamizwa.
That's just the first step in a big program.
Lokho kuyisinyathelo sokuqala ohlelweni olubanzi olizokwenzeka.
Mark my words this morning.
Ngithi Paula amazwi ami namhlanje.
The next thing you'll start hearing,
okulandelayo ozokuzwa,
is voices that want to legalize the use of dacha in this country.
Sekuzoba amaphimbo azokhankasela ukuthi insangu yebhembe obala.
And you slowly but surely start seeing newspaper articles about that.
Kancane kodwa ngoqinisekileyo izindaba emaphephandabeni anjalo zizokwanda.
There's already a court case being started to do it, to legalize it, up in Gauteng.
Impela ngikhuluma nawe nje lapha ya eGoli sekukhona elinye lamaphephandaba eliphezulu kwakho lokho ukuthi enkundleni yamacala kwenziwe.
It's amazing how organized the devil and his forces are.
Futhi kuyamangalisa ukubona ukuthi uSathane namadimoni akhe amandla obumnyama bangabantu abahleleke kangakanani.
Watch it. You start seeing more and more important people in government speaking for the legalization of dacha in our country now.
Kaphela akusenzukuzatshwala uzobona abomthetho sekuyibo abakuhulumeni abakhuluma ngale ndaba manje yokuthi insangu ayibe semthethweni.
But if we as Christians are not where we supposed to be,
kodwa uma thina njengamaKristu singekho kuleyo ndawo nakuleso sikhundla obekufanele sibe kusona ngokomoya,
we will be worthless in this battle.
Kulempi sizokuba abantu abangenalo usizo ngisho nakancane.
Brother and sister, if you and I am not holy, we are of no use and useless.
Mfowethu, dadewethu, uma thina singenabo ubungcwele, ayikho into esiyokwazi ukuyenza, asinalusizo lutho lutho.
The Apostle Peter says, therefore be ye holy in all manner of living.
Yingakho umpostoli uPetro ethi manibe ngabantu abangcwele kuzo zonke izindlela eniphila ngazo.
Are you holy in all manner of living?
Kungabeke wena ungcwele yini kuzo zonke izindlela nezinhlobo ophila ngazo na?
In your jokes,
indlela owenza ngayo amahlaya.
Are you holy?
Ungcwele.
When you relax,
lapho saziphumulele.
Are you holy while you are relaxing?
Kungabe ungumuntu ongcwele yini kulokho kuphumula kwakho nje?
The things you do when you relax, the things you talk about, the things you read when you're relaxing.
Lezo zinto ozenzayo nozifundayo nxa usaziphumulele nje nokukhulumayo.
Are you holy?
Ungcwele na?
Or are you slowly being desensitized?
Noma kancane usumuntu olahlekelwa imizwa yokuzwa lokho okuhle okufanele ukuzwe.
Things that used to shock you doesn't shock you now anymore.
Lezo zinto esikhathini ezingaphambili ebezikwethusa uma uzizwa azisakwethusi manje.
If you're under stress,
uma usecindezelekeni,
under pressure,
ukukhona ingcindezelo obhekene nayo ngokomphefumulo.
Are you holy?
Kuba khona ubungcwele kuwe?
If you're with friends,
nxa unabahlobo,
with your friends,
nabahlobo bakho,
when you sit and you talk,
nxa nihlezi nixoxa,
are you holy?
Ungcwele.
You see, all these different areas have so much detail. No man can judge you on this.
Zonke ke lezindawo esesiziphawulile kukhona lenkulumo ethi akekho umuntu ongakwahlulela ngakho.
There's only one person that knows all the detail of your attitude, your thoughts, your activities under these circumstances.
Uyedwa kuphela umuntu owazi isimo sakho sengqondo nakho konke kulesi simo esilukhuni obhekene nakho naso.
And he is God.
Lowo ke unguNkulunkulu.
And you and I will be judged whether we have been holy in all manner of living by God one day.
Mina nawe ke sizokwahlulelwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi kungabe impilo esiphilile enhlobonhlobo nenezindlela ezahlukeneyo ibe nabo yini ubungcwele kukho konke na.
If you are alone,
nxa wedwa vo,
are you holy?
Ungcwele.
If you are with enemies, people who oppose you, who fight against you,
nxa unezitha ezimelene nawe ezilwa nawe,
friends, are you holy?
Bahlobo, ungcwele.
If you are with people who accuse you falsely of things you have not done,
nxa unabantu abaqambela amanga bethi wenze izinto ongazenzanga,
Are you and I holy?
Mina nawe sibangcwele na?
Part of the character of holiness is that the presence of God must be there.
Esinye sezimo zobungcwele kuwukuthi uNkulunkulu kulokho okwenzekayo abe khona.
When I walk away from these different situations that I've mentioned,
nxa ngisuka kulezo zimo esengiziphawulile,
do you walk away having left the presence of God in that situation?
Kulezo zimo usuka ushiye kukhona yini ubukhona bukaNkulunkulu nxa uhamba kusala uNkulunkulu?
When people have been attacking you,
nxa abantu kade bekuhlasela,
in the way you respond,
indlela osabela ngayo nophendula ngayo,
when we are finished,
nxa seniqedile,
and we walk away,
senihamba usuhamba,
is the presence of God in that place?
Kuleyo ndawo oyishiyayo uyishiya inoNkulunkulu na?
That is what God needs to get right in your and my life, friends.
Lokho ke kuyinto uNkulunkulu okufanele ukuthi akwazi ukuyilungisa empilweni yakho nakweyami mhlobo.
And to get many of these things right takes time.
Ukulungisa zonke lezi zinto kuthatha isikhathi.
The Lord needs to work on our lives for a long time, constantly changing us.
Kudingekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze ezimpilweni zethu isikhathi eside njalo njalo eziguquguqula.
That is the process of sanctification.
Lokho ke kuyindlela nenqubekela phambili yokungcweliswa.
And my question in the beginning was, can God sanctify you and me?
Umbuzo wami ke yilo eqaleni ukuthi angakwazi yini uNkulunkulu ukuthi mina nawe asicwengisise na?
Is he busy continuing with that process in our lives?
Kungabe ukulombidlango wokusicwengisisa ezimpilweni zethu na?
The devil will try and prevent that.
USathane uyozama ukukuvimba lokhu.
And I would like to look at one way in which the devil works to prevent that from happening.
Ngithanda ukubheka nje indlela eyodwa uSathane ayisebenzisayo ukukuvimba lokho ukuthi kungenzeki kuwe nakimi.
But remember this, friends.
Sorry.
Remember this.
Khumbula lokhu mhlobo.
The devil will try and prevent the Lord from sanctifying you, cleansing you and making you holy.
USathane uyozama konke okusemandleni wakhe ukumvimba uSathane uNkulunkulu ukuthi akungcwelise futhi akwenze ube ngcwele, akuhlanze si akuhlanzisise.
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
Ake sithi ke manje kuya kuMateyu isahluko 16.
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
Evangeli ngoka Mateyu isahluko 16.
Matthew 16 verse 5.
Mateyu 16 verse 5.
Now, when his disciples had come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread.
Sebefikile phesheya abafundi bakhe babekhohliwe ukuphatha izinkwa.
Then Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees."
UJesu wayesethi kubo, "Anobheka nixwaye imvubelo yabaFarisi nabaSadusi."
And they reasoned amongst themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread."
Baphendulana bodwa bathi kungokuba singaphathanga izinkwa.
But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "O you of little faith, why do you reason among yourselves because you have brought no bread?"
Kepha ekwazi lokho uJesu wathi, "Nina bokukholwa okuncane, yini ukuba niphendulane nodwa ngokuthi kungokuba ningenazinkwa na?
Do you not yet understand and remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up?
Anikaqondi yini futhi anizikhumbuli izinkwa eziyisihlanu zezinkulungwane eziyisihlanu nokuthi nabutha izicebetho ezingaki na?
Nor the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up.
Nezinkwa eziyisikhombisa zezinkulungwane ezine nokuthi nabutha amaqoma amangaki na?
How is it you do not understand that I do not speak to you concerning bread, but to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees?
Aniqondi ngani ukuthi bengingakhulumi kini ngesinkwa na? Kepha xwayani imvubelo yabaFarisi nabaSadusi.
Let's just end reading there for now.
Ake sigcine lapho ukufunda okwamanje.
Here you have a situation where the disciples completely misunderstood the Lord.
Lapha sithola isimo lapho abafundi bageja ekuqondeni uJesu oyinkosi ukuthi uthini.
The Lord Jesus left his disciples, went ahead to the other side, and told them to come and follow him.
UJesu wabashiya abafundi bakhe waya kwenye indawo wayesebatshela ukuthi bamlandele.
And it appears as if the Lord Jesus had given them the instruction to get bread and to bring bread along when they follow him to the other side.
Kubonakala sengathi wayebanikeze umyalo wokuthi abothu mase beza kuyena kube khona isinkwa abasiphathayo.
So when they got to the other side, the Lord, they had forgotten to take this bread.
Sebefika lapha kuJesu bathola ukuthi bakhohliwe ukuphatha isinkwa.
And then the Lord Jesus said to them, be careful, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
Wayesethe kuJesu kubona, qaphelani, nixwaye imvubelo yabaFarisi.
It's very interesting that in verse 7 we read, and they reasoned amongst themselves.
Kuya mangalisa kubona ukuthi kuverse 7 bakuthiwa baphendulana bodwa.
It is because we have not taken bread.
Kungokuba singaphathanga izinkwa.
Reasoning amongst themselves, you can reason not just amongst yourselves with other people. You can also be reasoning in your own mind with yourself when something happens.
Lokho kuyinto engenzeka nakuwe nakimi ukuthi kube khona okucabangayo nabanye abantu noma uzicabangele wena nje okuthile uzindle ngakho.
But here the disciples was going to carry a burden and feel guilty about something that they do not need to feel guilty about.
Sithola lapha abafundi sebezibeka icala lento okungena sidingo sayo sokuthi bazizwele benecala.
And they were going to carry this unnecessary burden around them in their lives as disciples and followers of Christ.
Bebezohamba bethwele lo mthwalo njengabafundi bakaJesu bengabalandeli bakaJesu kungekho isidingo.
Well, as you and I grow up, all of us carry unnecessary burdens from time to time where we have misunderstood the Lord.
Mina nawe njengokuba sikhula kuyenzeka ukuthi sizifice sesithwele umthwalo izikhathi ngesikhathi ongena sidingo.
And very often, if I have children spiritually, these are the things that I carry over to my spiritual children. we teach these unnecessary burdens and they become laws.
Kanjalo uma ngumuntu ongumntwana ngokwasemoyeni ngizokwazi ukuthi imfundiso yami engiyifundisayo nengidlulisayo kubantwana bami ngidlulise ngaleyo ndlela kubona ezojika lemfundiso ibe umthetho.
And that it becomes legalism. Then I and those whom I lead to the Lord become legalistic.
Manjeke lokho engidlulisela kwabanye sekuyoba indlela yokuphila ngokomthetho. Nami nabo siphile ngokomthetho.
But just look at the disciples.
Beka abafundi.
They were honest. They were sincere.
Abafundi baka Jesu babengabantu ababemlandela ngenhliziyo yabo yonkana futhi bethembekile.
It was not that they were playing around with the Lord Jesus.
Hayi ukuthi babedlala ngenkosi uJesu.
No, they honestly misunderstood him.
Ngempela ngempela abaqondanga bageja kulokho ababefuna ukuthi abakufanele baqonde.
They were honest, but they were honestly wrong. They just were wrong. As honest as they were wrong.
Yebo, kulokho ababethi bona bathembekile kukho, babethembekile ngendlela eshaya egadla umoya, kungesiyona indlela eshaya emhloleni, yize bethembekile.
Can you see the devil trying to get in here?
Uyabona yini uSathane ezama ukungena phakathi lapha?
Trying to come in between them and the Lord Jesus. Trying to prevent the Lord Jesus from sanctifying them and working on them and cleansing them. One of the names of Satan that you find in the Bible means the confuser. He is the confuser.
Elinye lamagama ka Satan olthola eBhayibhelini yena ungumuntu odidayo asuke adide umuntu umqondo wakhe.
That's one of his characteristics.
Lokho ke kungezinye zezimo zakhe aziwa phawuleka ngazo.
He turns things upside down and makes it all dear makar.
Yena kuSathane ungumuntu othanda ukuphendukezela izinto kuthi okuphezulu kube phansi, okuphansi kube phezulu.
Because he wants to confuse you and me.
Ngoba uthanda ukuthi adide wena nami ukwenza ke lokho ngokuxova.
That we don't know where we've sinned.
Sisuke singaboni ukuthi hawu kodwa sonephi.
That we feel guilty where we have not sinned.
Sisuke sezizwele sinecala lapho singazange sone khona.
And where we have sinned, he'll try and tell you, oh, it's nothing, it's not serious. Oh, it was just a slip of the tongue you had. Just leave it. Don't go and apologize.
Bese kuthi lapho umuntu one khona. Kube khona ukuzithethelela nokuthi hayi usheleleke nje ulimi asikho isidingo sokuyoxolisa shiya.
But friends, if the Lord Jesus did not help the disciples,
kodwa bahlobo uma ngabe uJesu akabasizanga abafundi bakhe,
I can just imagine how ugly this thing could have become.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kazi lento yayophenduka ibe yimbi kangakanani.
They could have gone to amongst each other. They could have talked amongst each other.
Babengacabanga phakathi kwabo.
And so you know he's a difficult man to live with.
But uyazi ukuthini uJesu uyindoda elikhuni ukuthi ungakwazi ukuphila kanye nayo.
He's impossible.
Impela umuntu ongeke umqonde ukuthi uyiphi.
He's a hard man.
Bebezothi ulikhuni.
He's legalistic.
Bebezothi umuntu ophila ngokusebenzisa umthetho njalo.
You just forget the bread and he jumps on you and he hammers you and he beats you. Because you've just forgotten, honestly forgotten to bring bread. And And they could have gone to other churches. And they could have gone to psychologists. And say to the psychologist, you know, this group of people is a harsh, legalistic group of people. And you know what the psychologists would most probably say? Yeah, you know what? They've given you an obsession about sin. That's what they are like. They're always giving people obsessions about their sins. It's unhealthy. They are laying burdens upon people. Stay away from this, Lord Jesus. From this Jesus. He's a dangerous man. Don't you see how the Pharisees are against him anyway? No, he's evil. Stay away from him. He's going to end you deep in the gutter
still.
They spoke amongst each other, but they didn't come to speak the Lord to the Lord Jesus about it. They didn't come to the light with their thoughts. They didn't come to openly ask what is where have we made our done wrong? Why are you warning us? What have we done wrong? That's how we are. We'll speak amongst each others. Or as I said before, on your own, you speak with yourself. And you'll argue with yourself. And in the process, you'll convince yourself or you will convince each other if you're speaking to your friends and each other about it. Friends, there was nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus. He was spirit-filled. There was nothing wrong with his sermon, so to say. Even if you have a spirit-filled preacher speaking, still, it does not take the place of counseling in a person's life.
And
these are just one of the thousand traps you can fall into if you shy away from counseling and asking advice.
Lokho ke kungezinye zezinto ezingono chaka ezizihibe ongazibalekela ubuso ungena enkingeni uma ungafuni ukuyozihlambulula nokuveza okusenhlizweni yakho.
Because listen to this.
Lalela lokho.
The disciples were not completely innocent. They had their sins. You know what was one of their sins? Pride. That was part of the leaven of the Pharisees, which the Lord Jesus tried to warn them against. But by causing this confusion, the devil would have kept the Lord Jesus from dealing with the pride in their lives. They had major sins that they had to be helped with in order to be sanctified so that they could become holy, pure soldiers of Christ in a dark world outside there.
Abafundi baka Jesu babenezono ezinkulu ababedinga ukuthi basizwe kuzona ukuze bakwazi ukuphenduka babe ngamasosha kaKristu okuyiwona wona angcwelisiweyo.
And if the Lord Jesus could not deal with the hypocrisy in their lives, they would have meant nothing in the kingdom of God.
Uma uJesu wayengeke akusebenze ukuzenzisa kwabo ezimpilweni zabo, babengeke babe nalo inani embusweni kaNkuluNkulu.
Just read with me from James chapter 1.
Awufunde nje kanye nami kuJakobe isahluko 1.
James chapter 1 verse 23.
Kusukela ku verse 23.
For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror.
Ngokuba uma umuntu engolizwayo izwi engesiye olenzayo, lowo ufana nomuntu obuka ubuso bakhe bemvelo.
For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
Ngokuba uzibuka amuke akhohlwe masinyane ukuthi wayengonjani.
But he who, listen to this, this is the important verse, verse 25.
Qaphela ke lokhu kubaleke kakhulu esizokhuluma la ku verse 25.
But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, in other words, the law that will make us free.
Kodwa ke kepha obukisisa emthethweni opheleleyo wenkululeko, umthetho osikhululayo.
Does the law of God set you free, brother and sister?
Mfowethu, dadewethu, uyakhulula yini umthetho kaNkuluNkulu na?
Does it set you free from the desires of sin, your sinful nature?
Uyakhulula yini kuleyo mvelo embi yobubi emvelweni yakho na?
Does it make you free of jealousy and give you victory over jealousy?
Kungabe uyakunikeza yini inkululeko ukuthi ube ngaphezulu komona?
If not, you have never looked into the perfect law of liberty.
Uma ngabe kungenjalo, kusho ukuthi awukaze ubheke umthetho wenkululeko.
And every service you are just like the person we read about in verse 23.
Ufana ke nomuntu ofunda ngakho njoba sizwile lapha ku verse 23.
You come to the service, you look into the mirror, you see yourself, the mirror of God's word, and you step walk out and you forgot what you've been like.
Uyafika enkonzweni kaNkuluNkulu eyisibuko sakho, uzibuke emva koko lokho usuyaphuma usukhohliwe.
Your life doesn't change.
Ayiguquki impilo yakho.
You remain fighting with your brother, your mother, your father, your children, with everybody.
Uhlale ulwa nanoma ubani ohlangana naye njengoma wakho, umfowenu, udadewenu.
And the devil keeps you busy so that you cannot be of use of God in his kingdom.
Usathane uhlala njalo ekufakile emsebenzini wakhe ukuze ube yinto engenalusizo lalutho embusweni kaNkuluNkulu.
Because you're so busy with your lust that you don't have time to lift your eyes and look at heavenly things, wonderful things that God wants to use you for.
Unaka izinkanuko zakho kangangokuba ungabusabuka phezulu ubone lokho okudingekayo kwasezulwini.
Verse 25.
Uverse 25.
But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
Kepha obukisisa emthethweni opheleleyo wenkululeko nohlala kuwo engesiye ozwayo nje akhohlwe kodwa engowenzayo asebenze lowo uzakuba ngobusisiweyo ekwenzeni kwakhe.
Friends, when you come to church,
mhlobo laphuza enkonzweni,
do you hear the Lord Jesus speaking to you about the leaven of the Pharisees?
Uyayizwa yini inkosi uJesu ikhuluma nawe ngemvubelo yabafarisi na?
Can you understand it if he's speaking about the pride in your life?
Uyakwazi ukumqonda lapho esekhuluma ngokuziqhenya okusempilweni yakho?
Or are you busy with the bread that you've forgotten?
Noma wena ukulokhu ucabanga njengesinkwa osikhohliweyo.
Then going to church won't get you anywhere.
Ukuya kwakho enkonzweni makunjalo ngeke kukufinyelelise ndawo.
It's amazing how forgetful a person can be.
Kuyamangalisa ukuthi umuntu uba okhohlwayo kangakanani.
You can enter into 1,000 services and each service you will go out and forget yourself again.
Ungahamba izinkonzo ezibalwa ngezinkulungwane kodwa uma uphuma kuyona usukhohliwe.
If God hasn't opened your eyes to the law of liberty,
uma uNkulunkulu engawuvulanga amehlo akho emthethweni wenkululeko,
the law that shows you your sins and set you free from your sins,
uNkulunkulu okhombisa umuntu izono zakhe qede amkhulule kuzona.
Now let me just show you how things would have gone if the Lord Jesus did not warn the disciples, pick up what the disciples were thinking.
Khombiseke ukuthi bekuzokwenzekani uma ngabe uJesu akazange aqaphele lokho akwacatshangwa abafundi bakhe.
And you will see the steps of how darkness can grow in a person's life from things like this.
Uzobona ukuthi ubumnyama bukhula kangakanani futhi kanjani empilweni yomuntu ngezinto ezinjengalezi.
You will see how little by little the devil takes you into deeper and deeper darkness.
Uzobona ukuthi kancane kancane uSathane ulokhu ekudonsele njalo ekujuleni kobumnyama.
First you don't understand something.
Ekuqaleni kuba khona ongaqondi.
But you don't go and speak to the Lord Jesus about it.
But awuyi enkosini Jesu ubusukhuluma naye ngalokho.
You don't try to understand.
Awuzami ukuthi lokho uqonde.
Because in your heart there is the thought, but the Lord Jesus is really unreasonable here.
Ngoba phela emqondweni wakho khona lo mcabango othi hayi kwangathi uJesu ke cha akasahambisani nendlela okufanele kuhanjwe ngayo.
The Lord Jesus is a harsh man.
Ayi, uJesu uyindoda impela eyenza izinto ngendlela enamawala noma elikhuni.
And that makes me even less in the mood to go and speak to him because I see him already as this unreasonable tyrant of a man.
Manje lokhu kungenza ngingabi nalo uthando nokushisekela ukuthi ngiyokhuluma naye uJesu. Kwazise phela sengimbuka ngalendlela ukuthi hayi uJesu yena akenze izinto ngendlela okufanele zenziwe ngayo, ucabanga ngenye indlela yena.
Then I go and speak to the others who think the way I think.
Sengiyahamba sengiyokhuluma nabanye abantu abacabanga ngendlela mina engicabanga ngayo.
And as we speak to each other, we encourage each other. Yes, yes, no, you're right. That's what he's like.
Lapho sixoxa, lapho sincokola, hawu sesiyavumelana. Sithi impela kunjalo, uyabona izinto zimi ngalendlela.
And so you lose your respect for the Lord Jesus.
Umphumela walokho ke sekukuthi ulahlekelwa ukumhlonipha uJesu inkosi.
Now he cannot even come to you and reprimand you anymore.
Akasakwazi uJesu ukuza kuwe athi ukukuthethisa akukhombise.
Or you lose your respect for the servant of the Lord.
Noma ubusulahlekelwa inhlonipho yokuhlonipha inceku kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
And now the servant of the Lord cannot even try come and help you right.
Ngisho nenceku kaNkuluNkulu ayisakwazi ukuza kuwe ikusize ukuba zilunge izinto.
Because you've lost your respect for him.
Who
is he anyway? I mean, why must I listen to him? What makes him so special? Is he God? Does he think he's God? I serve God, I'm not serving people. Then slowly but surely, this darkness starts coming into my life more and more. I become negative. My heart grows dark. And you know what's the next? That's still not the end. It will still go darker. Now I go to the Pharisees. And remember, they know the scriptures. And they will say to me, you know, you're actually right. I'm so glad that you've left the Lord Jesus, because we've been seeing for a long time he's off the track. And they will even give you texts to prove to you that the Lord Jesus is wrong. From the scriptures, from God's word, they'll prove to you that the Lord Jesus is wrong. And you reach a point where you feel more at home with the Pharisees, and you feel totally not at home when you're with the Lord Jesus anymore. Can I put it in today's language? You feel at home with the Pharisees, but you're not at home with the children of God anymore. You actually despise them. You can't bear the sight of them, to tell you the truth. And now the devil has you at the place where the Lord Jesus cannot do anything in your heart anymore. And he can't help you with your hatred. He cannot help you with your grudges. He's got you all alone. And do you know what the devil does with you when you're all alone? I'm closing off with a story that demonstrates this. It's the story of a woman in America who lived in the
1800s.
She was extremely rich. She had $20 million behind her name. Her name was Sarah. I'll tell you the surname later, not yet. She had $20 million. And on top of that money, she received every day, $1,000 from investments. She was one of the most popular people in America. But she was alone. Her husband had died. She had a baby daughter, and the baby daughter died at the age of 5 weeks. Everybody wanted to be a friend with Sarah.
Wonke umuntu wayefuna ukuthi azisondeze abe umhlobo kaSarah.
All the men wanted to get married to her.
Amadoda onke ayethi ngiyomshada kanjani usibani bani.
The universities wanted to be her friend so that she should give donations to the universities.
Ama university ayefuna ukuthi abe umhlobo wakhe ukwenzela ukuthi phela anikele.
The politicians visited her because they wanted her to support them.
Abazopolitiki babemvakashela ngenhloso yokuthi abahlephulele umnotho.
But Sarah had a dark secret.
USara wayenemfihlo yakhe esebumnyameni.
And all the money didn't help her.
Yonke imali wayenayo ayimsizanga ngalutho.
The secret was so dark that she felt she could not speak to any person about it. She thought nobody would understand her. She thought the church would not accept her. So she moved. She moved from Connecticut, where she stayed, and she moved to a place called San Jose in California. And there Sarah bought a little piece of land with a house with 8 rooms. And then she started building. She started changing the house. She got 16 builders. And listen to this. For the next 36 years, day and night, these 16 builders were busy building on this house of hers. You can go and visit the place, the house, if you want to. It's still there. But it was a strange house that she built. It was a spooky house, actually. Everything in the house had to be done by the number 13. You know that 13 is a number that some people believe is for the devil and for bad luck and for all those kind of things. The lamps had to have 13 globes. The windows had to have 13 panes. Each room had to have 13 hooks. 13. Hooks to hang up your clothes. And there were these strange passages. They didn't go straight, they twisted and they turned. For no reason. Sometimes a passage would just stop against the wall and there's no door, no nothing.
akukho staffa akho lutho.
Sometimes the passage would stop at the door, and if you open the door, there's a downfall, a precipice of 15 meters where you can fall yourself to death.
Kwesinye isikhathi lapho kuphela khona ipassage kukho isicapha ozothotha sivula uwele emgodini ojule ngama meter ngu 15 lapho usufika phansi uyafa.
Some of the passages went up to the ceiling and stopped at the ceiling without any door.
Amanye amapassage abekhuphukela phezulu kusilinga kungekho khona isicapha uma ufika khona.
Didn't I tell you that the devil's name, one of his names is confusion?
Angithi ngikutshelile ukuthi elinye lamagama kaSathane umadida, uyaxova, uyayidida ingqondo.
In the end, the house had six kitchens.
Six.
Yeah.
Ekugcineni indlu ibinamakhisha u six.
13 bathrooms.
Amabhavu awu 13.
40 stairways.
Izitebhisi ezingu 40 ufufuka.
47 fireplaces.
Izindawo zokubasa umlilo ezingu 47.
467 doors.
Izicapha ezingu 467.
And 10,000 windows.
Namafastela abalwa ngokuthi angu 10,000.
And 160 rooms.
Kanye namakamelo angu 160.
Why such a big house?
Kungani le ndlu inkulu kangaka?
Did she have any friends?
Kwakukhona yena abahlobo nabo.
No, she was lonely.
Wayene sizungu.
Yes, actually she had friends.
Yebo, wayena abahlobo.
These were her friends.
Nabaka abahlobo babo.
Every night 12 o'clock.
Njalo ebusuku ngo 12.
A servant would go to the bell tower of the house. It had a bell tower like a church with a bell at the top.
Kukhona ke obefika ayelapha yana phezulu lagaxe khona insimbi kulendlu.
And the servant would ring the bell at 12 o'clock.
Lenceku ke izoshaya insimbi ngo 12.
And Sarah would go to a room.
Usaba ke uzoya ekamerweni.
It was called the blue room.
Leyo ndlu kawayeya kuyona yayibizwa ngokuthi yindlu enombala oblue.
And then her guests would come.
Bese ke izivakashi zakhe zizofika lapho.
They were all people that had been killed.
Bekwabantu abafile abadutshulwa babulawa.
It was spirits of the dead.
Bekuyimimoya yabantu abafileyo.
Of people who had been shot. And all of them had been shot by one kind of a rifle, the Winchester, which was the most common rifle in America. You see, her surname was Winchester. She was Sarah Winchester.
Winchester is born.
And her husband had designed and was manufacturing the Winchester rifles.
Manje ke indoda yakhe isaphila iyona eyaba umdwebi nomhleli nomhlanganisi walesi sibhamu esibizwa ngokuthiwa iWinchester.
And Sarah felt guilty about all the people that had been killed by Winchester rifles.
Manje uSarah lo wazizwela enecala ngabo bonke laba bantu ababulawa bedutshulwa ngalento esibhamu
mhlambe
kuthiwa isibhamu esiwa Winchester.
And in order to try and get peace for their minds, peace in their souls, for her soul, she thought she must meet with the spirits of these people.
Ezama ukuthi laba bantu babe nokuthula naye qobo lwakhe uSarah abe nokuthula wayesecabanga ukuthi kuhle ukuthi abe nokuhlanganyela nemimoya laba bantu.
Now you know the Bible teaches us that there is no such thing as the spirit of the deceased.
Uyazi iBhayibheli lisifundisa ukuthi ayikho lento yokuthi kukhona imoya yabafileyo.
Paul says the spirits of the deceased are actually demons.
UPaulu sitshela ukuthi empeleni imimoya yabafileyo amadimoni.
So do you realize now, friends, where Sarah ended up?
Uyaqonda yini mhlobo ukuthi uSarah wazifica esegcine kukuphi na?
She ended up with demons as her friends.
Naye qobo lwakhe wazifica ese nedemoni njengabahlobo bakhe.
You see, that is what happens if you keep your burdens and your sins for yourself.
Yilokho okwenzekayo uma imithwalo yakho nobubi bakho uzigcinela bona ukugodla.
The devil will play with your mind.
USathane uzodlala ngengqondo yakho.
He will make your biggest enemies, the devil, he will make your friend.
USathane uyothatha izitha zakho ezinkulu azenze zibe abahlobo bakho abakhulu.
And your biggest friends, he will make you to see them as your enemies.
Athathe abahlobo bakho abakhulu abenze babe izitha zakho.
And he'll conjure up all kinds of enemies of people, innocent people who have nothing against you.
Bese ke uba umuntu osihlanganisa laba bantu abangenalo icala abaphambana nawe ubenze ubabize amandlobo omnyama.
Just look how the devil played with Sarah's mind.
Bheka uSathane wadlala kanjani ngengqondo kaSarah.
She didn't have to really feel guilty.
Sasingekho isidingo sikaSarah sokuthi ayizwele necala.
Because the Winchester guns was not used for evil only.
Ngoba phela isibhamu sika Winchester sasingasetshenziselwa ububi nje kuphela.
The police used it.
Amaphoyisa asebenzisa lesi sibhamu.
Without those guys, they would have guns, they would not have been able to arrest criminals.
Ngaphandle kwalezo sibhamu, amaphoyisa ayengeke akwazi ukubamba izigebengu.
That's what the devil will do.
Yilokho uSathane ayokwenza.
You sit with your secret. And your leaven of the Pharisees, your pride, and you are too afraid and too proud to go and ask for help with it. And the devil can play with your mind and ride you and drive you to insanity.
USathane angadlala ngengqondo yakho agibele adrive uzusangane.
While actually the solution was so simple.
Kanti empeleni isixazululo sale nkinga sasilula.
If she was open, that the Lord could sanctify her. That the Lord could cleanse her from her sins. She would bring these sins to the Lord. Confess them. Let the Lord cleanse her. Set her free. And you don't know what she could have meant for America with all that money that she had.
Awazi ukuthi wayezoba usizo olungakanani eAmerica ngayo yonke le mali awayena.
What did she do with the money?
Wenzani ngemali?
She wasted it for the devil and for demons.
Wayichithela kuSathane namadimoni akhe.
That's why I started off this morning by saying,
ingakho ngiqale le nkulumo ngokuthi,
friends, do we allow the Lord to sanctify us? Are we willing to allow the Lord to work on us? Even if it will take time. But are we willing to stay with Him? So that we, you and I, can become instruments in God's hands. That God can use to fight against all these demonic forces that are ready to attack us here. Oh, by God, be merciful to you and me, friends. When I thought of this, I said, Lord, I pray for one thing. Give me a humble and a soft heart. May I never reach the point where I'm too proud for you to work in my life. No matter how many times I must die to myself, even if I must die 1,000 times, let me do it, Lord, that I'll keep a humble and a soft heart, so that I can become holy here on earth. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, this is so amazing. How your disciples, by failing to bring to you these things that they should have, started getting involved in the wrong things. And Lord, what happened to them can happen to us. You've taught us, Lord, that what we don't understand, we must be feel free and open to bring it to you, to have it resolved. We saw and we heard how the devil took Sarah and used her because she failed to bring her secret, her mystery to you. Thank you, Lord, that when you walked this earth, you saw this trap laid for your disciples and that you were able to help them and take them out of this. Lord, help us that your kingdom might come in on earth as it is in heaven. Help us that we will be instrumental in that.
Lowo uNkulunkulu onento ngomunye umuntu akakubuze lokho ukuze athole impendulo alapheke.
And be willing to go to someone, ask and receive the answer to our problems.
Sisize Nkosi ukuthi le ndaba esizwe namhlanje singehlelwa ingozi yokuyikhohlwa njengokuba kwenzekile kwabaningi esikhathini esedlule.
Help us, Lord, that this dangerous thing cannot happen to us as it happened in those days. It's so clear, so straightforward. One just needs to believe and accept it. Thank you, Lord, that we could have been here, and may we not take it lightly.
Qhubeka ke uNkulunkulu nomsebenzi wakho udilize izidleke zika Sathane njalo.
Continue, Lord, with your work and destroy the fortresses of Satan.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, can I just say one thing? I'm not sure whether I missed this out. I did say that the disciples had a problem. Their problem was pride. I don't know whether I mentioned why I said it, and it was because they were arguing amongst themselves who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven shortly before that.
Thank you.
Yeah,